FM.
Roz and Emma.
Last week, Emma was on the red carpet interviewing at the premiere of LOL, Last One Laughing. Emma, I've got so many questions for you, okay?
Okay, go on.
So, like, I've only ever been on the red carpet getting interviewed. Oh, so what's it like being behind the scenes?
I've been on the red carpet being interviewed. Well, I've been both, Roz. Oh, it's brilliant. It's exciting. So, I arrived down at the Dublin Royal Convention Centre at about 4 o'clock, right? So you go down, you check in, you get
your
media pass.
You're there very early.
Yeah, you're there early. Well, the red carpet started at 4:15, right? I dressed up, but I wore the layers, had the big fluffy socks on and everything.
So you weren't glam?
No, I was glam. I was glam, but I was like sensible glam, if you know what I mean. Because I thought we were going to be
outside. You were glam from the shoulders up.
Yeah. And I thought it was going to be like, you know, no, I wore heels and everything, but I thought it was going to be outside, inside.
Lovely. But you're in a line with lots of other press.
Yeah.
Is it like waiting for your bags at the airport? Are you fighting for a good space?
Do you know what? They were so good. So it's an Amazon Prime thing and they had a spot for everyone. So like they had like 2FM, they had like Metro, they had other places, okay. Right? And when I got there, I knew a lot of people. There were other media people there who I already knew. So we were having the crack. And there was a girl from Metro UK beside me. And she said to me, it was her first time in Ireland on a red carpet. And she said to me, can't believe that you guys are like having like such a nice time together. She was like, in the UK, nobody talks to each other. She was like, this is lovely. You're all actually pals.
Graham Norton, did he say that we were funnier as well?
He did say we were funnier.
He did say we were funnier as well. Because a lot of stuff we're better at over here.
The show basically, as you said there, it's called LOL, Last One Laughing. So it brings together 10 of Ireland's funniest people. So we're talking like Aisling Bea, Amy Huberman, Tony Cantwell, Emma Doran, Deirdre O'Kane, David McSavage, Martin Angolo, Paul Tyelak, Jason Byrne, Catherine Bohart.
Back to you.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
No, I wasn't. I was a bit nervous at the start.
Graham Norton.
You know, Graham Norton is a big deal for me. Like, I'm a big fan of Graham Norton. So I was a bit nervous about meeting Graham. But then as soon as he arrived, he put me at ease straight away.
Do they have to stop and talk to everyone, or do you have to kind of fight for them? Do you have to kind of like, hey, Aisling, hey, Graham, come over here?
It was very well run. So they kind of brought everyone. They brought everyone to each person. So everyone got a chance to talk to each person. So it was really well run. But the show comes out on Friday and it's basically 10 comedians together and they're trying to make each other laugh. But there's one rule. You're not allowed to laugh or smile. So nobody in the house is allowed to laugh or smile.
So even when you're trying to make someone else laugh, you can't laugh.
You can't. So you get a yellow card for your first one and then if you get a red card, you're booted out, right? Wow. So Aisling Bea, who is a massive deal, is one of the comedians taking part in it. And I grabbed Aisling for a quick chat. And do you know what? I have to admit, I loved her honesty when I asked her about the show. Have a listen to this.
We saw some of the show. It was brilliant.
Oh, great.
How did you get on?
I think I got, I mean, you've seen it. I haven't seen it, so hopefully well. I've no idea how it led it because I was so drunk by the end of it that I don't really remember the end. So I've no, like, you tell me.
I love that because that was actually something I was thinking. I was like, are they drinking real alcohol?
So yeah, fully. Yeah, Deirdre O'Kane was like, well, we'll just have Prosecco straight away. And I was like, oh no, oh, this is going to end badly. So by the, and you're just sort of ambling about one room for 8 hours. So like you are going to have a few drinks. Martin and I actually started on the whiskey about 4 hours in and I think it was the two of us a bit like babies at a house party, so we both did get a little bit drunken by the end, which does make you nervous when you realise the next day, oh, that was all filmed.
And especially when you're not supposed to laugh and you're drunk, I'd say that's probably impossible.
I was just trying to numb myself so I'd be less aware.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought, and it, I think that actually worked better for me than being sober and realising how good and funny everyone was.
First of all, drink responsibly, but second of all, can you imagine that? The fear.
I know.
And she must have been on that red carpet, like being like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm going to walk into.
But don't you just love the honesty of it all?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, good woman, Aisling. So I spoke to her. So obviously, I said to you there, the whole point of it is that you're not allowed to laugh or you're not allowed to smile. So I really wanted to find out what people's strategies were.
They just made it extra hard for themselves.
Yeah, by adding the alcohol in.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out what the strategy and the tactics were for people, how they were going to stop themselves from laughing or smiling. And this is what Jason Byrne had to say. It's a bit extreme.
I heard if you pinch yourself, you'll stop laughing.
So have you loads of bruises now?
I had little pinches on my arm. Because like Tony Cantwell or whoever just come up to me and I just start pinching myself. A day, Max Savage. But that didn't work. Because then I think that made me wince. And you're not allowed to go, you can't even go. So, but it was such a good show.
Can you imagine just like pinching yourself for 6 hours?
It would be very hard not to laugh. And like, I have a question. If you do laugh, what happens?
You get kicked out. You get a yellow card. Okay. And then if you laugh again or you smile again, you get a red card, right?
And where do you go? Do you just get booted out or?
So you go to sit with Graham Norton, who's the host of it, right? So Graham has the easiest job. And I actually did grab Graham because I wanted to know how he'd handle it if he were to go into the show.
So if you laugh, you get booted into a room with Graham Norton where you watch everyone.
Yeah.
I would be purposely getting booted straight away.
Well, you'd get on very well with Graham. You have the easiest job, in my opinion, right?
My job is so easy. I'm literally watching television for 6 hours. I mean, I do that in my downtime.
It's literally the dream. But if you were to be honest, what would your strategy be going into it to stop yourself from laughing?
Well, my strategy would be to laugh very, very quickly and then get into the room that I'm sitting in. It's got drinks and a couch and tellies. Why wouldn't you be in there?
Ross Purcell and Graham Norton in there for the whole 6 hours.
Straight away. Although I am hard. It is hard to get me to laugh. It is.
Well, we might try that on you at some point.
RTE UFM. Ross and Emma. You're in the middle of Emma breaking down LOL Last One Laughing. You were at the premiere last week. You got to meet the full cast and interview them.
I can't wait for you to see it. I've seen the first three episodes. We're not allowed to review them until this week, so I'm going to talk about them on the show next weekend. But it's brilliant.
But until it does come out, this is a franchise all over the world. So you can watch like the Australian one in different countries. So you can you could kind of dip your toes in it.
That's it. And like, let me just say, Graham Norton said that the Irish one is the funniest one out of all of them. And I said to him, are you just saying that now because you're Irish and we like to say that? And he was like, no. He said, I've watched loads of them and they're the funniest. So the whole idea of the show is, if anyone's just joined us, it's called LOL Last One Laughing. It's 10 comedians brought in to a room for 6 hours. They have to try and make each other laugh without laughing or smiling themselves. So once you laugh, once you smile, you get a yellow card, then a red card, and you're booted outright. The winner will win €50,000 for a charity of their choice. So it is all about laughter. So I asked Jason Byrne, and I love this story. I asked Jason Byrne, you know, what really, really makes him laugh? And he had a story to share with me. Have a listen to this.
And it's still one of my favourite moments ever was when myself and PJ Gallagher went to the cinema and bought a fart machine and threw it down under the seats before everybody came in, sat 10 rows back with a controller. Me and PJ were hugging each other laughing. You know when you can't laugh? That was it.
That was one of my biggest moments. People are trying to, I think we don't know what we were watching. We're watching like Platoon or something, some horrible movie, and we're in bits. You can see people uncomfortably moving because it's obviously right under their seat. Oh, yeah, no. That made me laugh a lot.
We need to get one of those fart machines, bring it into the office.
Sorry, now we know what comedians do in their off time.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. But I don't know about you, Roz. I think we're all probably guilty of this, laughing at inappropriate things and inappropriate moments. You know, like a lot
it's
of people.
It's really the only thing that makes me laugh.
Funerals, when people fall, all that sort of stuff. So I spoke to Amy Huberman. And you know Amy Huberman, like she's so sweet and she's so lovely and very funny herself. And I asked her about like a time where she kind of inappropriate laughed at something that was inappropriate.
Oh my God, I was only talking about this upstairs. It's usually around death. I was saying that I was texting someone recently who had lost their dad, and I had written this text out saying, I'm so sorry to hear about your dear dad. And I just about sent it and I reread it and I had said, I'm so sorry to hear about your dead dad. But it's stuff like that. And even if I had sent it, we probably would have been able to have a laugh at it. But it's usually those where you're just going, sorry. Death is insane.
We've all been there, haven't we?
You know what? Irish people, we have such dark humour that I feel like every other country, because this is a franchise, as we said, will come and watch the Irish one and they'll be like, what's going on? These people are awful.
And I asked Aisling what inappropriate things make her laugh. And I have to say, I love her response. And finally, what's the most inappropriate thing you've ever laughed at or time you've ever laughed?
Absolutely not going to tell a journalist. Oh yeah, I'll just speak into this microphone, into the journalist and tell them.
I don't blame you, Aisling. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you guys.
I love it. She was like, I am absolutely not telling you.
She was sober doing that interview anyway.
Yeah. So that was the cast there of LOL Last One Laughing. It is out on Amazon Prime next Friday, the 19th of January. As I said, I've seen a few episodes of it. It is hilarious. So make sure you check it out. RTE UFM. Roz and Emma.